First, though, all over the country this past weekend, crowds of people gathered to mourn for Ronald Reagan, often at sites that evoke a sense of the man, his childhood home in Illinois and this Simi Valley Library where Madeline is, the place where he'll be buried. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco went to the Little Chapel of the Dawn Funeral Home in Santa Monica, chosen to receive the former president's body, and she also went to Hollywood.
Outside the mortuary, mourners left small American flags, flowers, a handmade sign that read, "God bless the Gipper," and several jars of his favorite candy.
I knew that he liked jelly beans.
11-year-old Bianca Rizzo stopped by the funeral home with her grandmother. Even though she wasn't yet born when Reagan was in office, Bianca says she learned about him in the history books and on television.
Sometimes they talked about him on MTV, and that's when I learned about that his favorite jelly bean was a lime jelly bean.
Others who stopped by recalled some of Reagan's accomplishments, getting the Berlin Wall torn down and meeting with Russian leader Mikhail Gorbachev. They remembered his economic policies and his political style. As police helicopters buzzed overhead, Ronald Holland, a 37-year-old business news editor, said he was there to mark history.
You know, he was always positive about every message that he had, and, you know, he had strong convictions, really believed, I think he honestly believed everything that he did was really what was best for America. I don't necessarily agree politically with some of the things that he did, but I think he believed in his heart of hearts that everything he was doing was really going to be the best thing for all Americans, and you got to respect that.
Across town in Hollywood, the former actor was also memorialized by residents and tourists. On the Walk of Fame along Hollywood Boulevard, Reagan's sidewalk star lies near Robert Goulet's, Perry Como's, and Lassie's.
Here you can see a wreath that was laid by Hollywood Mayor Johnny Grant. People have been leaving bouquets of flowers. There's a Bible. There's a drawing of Ronald Reagan with a cowboy hat and a sign that says, "Mr. President, vaya con Dios, cowboy. Thank you, your countrymen are grateful."
But not everyone walking past had praise for the former president. Mike Rodriguez is a Hollywood actor.
He did a lot of dirty things with the Iran-Contra back in the 80s. He never got indicted for it. And they're going to say he was a nice, caring man. When a lot of people died of AIDS and his economic policies nearly bankrupted the country.
Another actor who stopped by, June Carroll, said Ronald Reagan was no hero for inner-city black children growing up in the 1980s.
In my neighborhood, this man sort of enshrined all things that are wrong and hypocritical in this country. I mean, this man sort of ushered in an age of greed in the United States. He did not represent our America. We definitely did not belong in his.
But others, like 76-year-old Evelyn Sotok, had different memories. She drove up from Redondo Beach to Reagan's sidewalk star.
I cried when I heard about him, almost like I cried for my husband. And it was just, it hurt my heart, because I feel it's like a big tree in the forest has fallen.
Sotok praised Reagan's patriotism, his acting, his values, and the love story he had with his wife, Nancy. For Day to Day, I'm Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.